And if you thought we'd seen the back of foot and mouth disease, you'd be wrong. Farmers Weekly is confirming today that the Agriculture Department has observed several new cases in locations in Limpopo. Now, the Directorate of Animal Health says there are several properties involved. And Dr. Mbomadja, who's Director of Animal Health at the department, has all the details for us. Dr. Mbomadja, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us today. In how many areas can you confirm this outbreak in Limpopo?
Good afternoon, Joanne, and your listeners. So far, we've confirmed 11 properties. The 11th property was reported today, and fortunately, they are all still within Limpopo province.
Right.
In different districts, in about three different districts, but all of them in Limpopo.
So what sort of sites are affected, Doctor?
It is all commercial farms. It's a groupings of feedlots, and there's a few other farms that are commercial breeder farms. So it's so far only limited to commercial establishments, nothing in the rural communities or in communal areas, as we call it.
Right. What can medical experts and farmers do to prevent this from spreading?
The farmers are urged to please, please, please not move their animals unless they really, really have to. And for those that have to move animals, to please keep them isolated for at least 28 days, inspect them, and if at all possible, collect blood samples to send to the laboratory to confirm that they are not infected. The other thing that we have done is to ban the congregations of animals, congregation being where two or more people bring their animals together for sale, such as at auctions or at shows. This has proven to be one of the contributing factors to the spread of disease. If one animal gets to such a gathering, it can infect a lot of animals there, and then they get distributed to literally anywhere in the country. So we are discouraging people from doing that. The Gazette notice has actually been signed, and it will be published tomorrow. So as of tomorrow, it would be illegal to be hosting those types of activities.
Right. So what can be done immediately to eradicate this? Because I understand that, I mean, this is probably going to affect exports and the like in the next few weeks, Dr. Mbomadja.
What we are currently doing is we've placed all the affected facilities under quarantine. The animal owners are not allowed to move those animals out of the properties unless under authorization. They are also not allowed to move animals onto those premises because then they create a new lot of infections. And the control measure on affected establishments is that those cattle are going to be slaughtered. The meat is perfectly safe for consumers to eat. We just want to get rid of the infected animals through the slaughtering process.
Dr. Mbomadja, thank you so much for putting us in the picture as to what's happening right now. We'll keep in contact with you and try and touch base with you soon to find out what progress is being made in eradicating this and putting an end to this outbreak. Dr. Mbomadja is the Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture.